From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The trial of Ricardo Taylor, accused of sexually assaulting a young girl, is underway before a jury of seven in the Grand Court. He denies the charges involving a child who was six or seven in 2024. Jurors heard from the complainant, now 11, who said the incident occurred at Mr. Taylor's home and described inappropriate conduct on three or four occasions. During cross-examination, she said it was more likely that the incidents occurred on two occasions. The court also heard that she felt uncomfortable around Mr. Taylor and reported the incident to her grandparents after telling him to stop. The defendant remains on bail. Police have released details of a single vehicle collision on the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway that sent one driver to hospital and resulted in an arrest on suspicion of DUI. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the crash happened shortly after 9 on Saturday night. Officers on patrol along Esterly-Tibbetts Highway came upon the collision near Lakeside Condos. According to police, a silver Toyota Mark X had been traveling southbound when it left the roadway and collided with a light pole on the median. The car sustained severe damages and the pole was also damaged. Emergency medical services attended the scene and the driver was taken for treatment for what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the driver was subsequently discharged. The driver was then breath tested at the scene and arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. The matter is currently under investigation. The deputy governor says it's a, quote, historic development as cabinet approves regulations that will introduce term limits in the civil service starting on the 18th of September. The Honorable Gloria Macfield Nixon says the milestone reflects the government's commitment to delivering on several important objectives.
Firstly, we have delivered against the government's policy priority of ensuring that term limits apply consistently across both the public and private sectors. Secondly, we have honored our commitment to being a caring and fair employer.
The DG says the legislation will not operate retroactively. Instead, the 9-year term limit period for existing non-Caymanian civil servants will start in September rather than their original date of hire.
This approach recognizes the service and contributions of our current non-Caymanian employees while ensuring a fair transition to the new framework. Third, we have advanced our commitment to being a Caymanian-led organization. The new provisions strengthen opportunities for the development of Caymanian talent through enhanced training measures and provide the ability to designate certain positions as Caymanian-only roles where appropriate.
Ms. Macfield Nixon says the changes also safeguard the continuity of essential public services, as education, policing, and prison services currently rely heavily on, quote, diverse and highly skilled workforce.
The framework approved by Cabinet helps us balance workforce development objectives with the need to maintain the delivery of critical services to the people of the Cayman Islands. We have approximately 6 weeks before the new provisions come into force, and current employees will not be directly impacted by the 9-year term limit period for many years to come. So our next phase will focus on how we navigate the path forward together.
Again, the changes roll out on the 18th of September. A fourth attempt by a developer for a green light on a Georgetown sea pool garners concern from the Department of Environment. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
Despite a similar application being refused in December after a direction from the National Conservation Council, Kel Thompson has submitted another application for the sea pool on South Church Street, which the Department of Environment says is directly next to, quote, critical fuel infrastructure, the Jackson Point Terminal, and within a marine protected area. The DOE, in its written comments, says, quote, no efforts were made in this fourth attempt to address the environmental impacts or the made arguments set forward in the National Conservation Council's previous direction of refusal. The DOE is concerned there appears to be no upward limit for any applicant making the same or similar applications for the CPA for approvals of their proposed developments, while keeping a pending appeal open for the refused first application the entire time. So the Department of Environment is asking the Central Planning Authority Board to, quote, carefully consider whether continuing to process a fourth application is reasonable and fair, and has determined it's, quote, necessary for the CPA to apply for approval from the National Conservation Council before making a decision on the application. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Kirstie Fuller.
The Central Planning Authority is meeting on Wednesday. You can find the full agenda online at planning.ky. You're listening to Radio K-Man's Evening News. The Department of Health Regulatory Services is moving more of its health insurance oversight online, starting with a new reporting portal for the Segregated Insurance Fund.
The Segregated Insurance Fund is a key statutory function of the Health Insurance Commission. Approved insurers add a monthly contribution to health insurance premiums, $10 for an insured person with no dependents and $20 for someone with dependents, and pay those funds to the Commission on the 21st of each month. Up to now, insurers have emailed spreadsheets and submitted data manually, a process officials say made it slower to monitor trends and find errors. The new secure online portal allows insurers to upload reports directly with immediate validation and confirmation that their obligations have been met. Ministry of Health Chief Officer Tamara Ebanks says it is a part of a wider push for a, quote, mature, digitally enabled health sector that strengthens governance by reducing the administrative burden on insurers and the commission alike. The Segregated Insurance Fund portal is one of several online upgrades across DHRS, including an online policy termination portal and practitioner renewal services with more applications planned. For Radio K-Man News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
For more information on the SIF and the new system, the Department of Health Regulatory Services can be contacted at 949-2084 or via its website. There's a new community space in the heart of Georgetown. Central Scranton Park opened officially on Saturday. Radio K-Man's April Cummings was there.
Under a bright Saturday afternoon sky, residents, dignitaries, and generations of the Scranton community gathered to see a long-held vision finally take shape.
My friends, I have never seen anything in my 81 years in my country like this.
At the center of the celebration, former MP Lucille Seymour, whose name now graces the Park Senior Center. Miss Lucille, as she's widely known, grew up just steps from the site and told the crowd the moment was overwhelming.
It is very difficult for me to speak tonight because I've been through so much in this place. I've seen so much in my country.
She used her remarks to challenge residents to take ownership of the space and to push their own representatives for that same investment in their districts.
You see those politicians that you have in your constituency? You say to them, we want one just like that too.
Georgetown Central MP and Deputy Leader of the Opposition, the Honorable Kenneth Bryan, championed the project.
Let's bring this park to life by filling it with activities, ensuring that every week of every month of every year, this space continues to serve the people and be used for what it was built for.
He paused during his remarks to acknowledge some of the community's pillars who didn't live to see the opening day, people like Miss Rose Miles and Miss Betty Ann Seymour. He made it clear the park is only the beginning.
This is your space. Bring your positive initiatives to Central Scranton. I encourage you to start thinking about your positive programs, events, and activities that can take place here, whether it's youth development, health, wellness initiatives, cultural celebrations, or family events. I hope that this park becomes the home of many positive community initiatives for years to come.
Delivering the keynote, Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing, and Infrastructure Minister, the Honorable J. Ebanks, called the project proof that political divides fall away when the work is for the people.
My Caymanians, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle we're on. We're here for one thing, and it's for you, the Caymanian people. That is my goal.
Minister Ebanks says government will keep purchasing strategic land in the area to support future phases of the project. April Cummings, Radio K-Man News.
Central Scranton Park is now open, and organizers say community groups interested in booking the space can reach out to the Central Scranton Community Committee. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service gets a much-needed staffing boost with the recent graduation of 17 recruits. Commissioner Kurt Walton spoke at the July 23rd ceremony at the Harkwell Theatre.
It's both an honour and a privilege for me to stand before you today as Commissioner as we celebrate a significant milestone in the lives of these outstanding men and women who have successfully completed their 23 weeks of police training.
Senior officers and representatives from law enforcement and partner agencies, as well as family and friends, watched the recruits as they took part in a formal parade and inspection before reviewing certificates and special awards. During training, the group also took part in the first ever recruit debate competition, building the quote confidence, communication skills, and critical thinking needed for modern policing. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.